It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Killers of the Flower Moon, Martin Scorsese's latest gem, which adapts David Grand's book into an epic about how the Osage County discovered oil on their tribal land in Oklahoma and became some of the richest people in America. They stick to their traditions while adjusting to the American life, but there are white interlopers who would steal money and jewelry from them and even resort to murder. Leonardo DiCaprio plays a war vet named Ernest whose injuries qualify him for a driving job, which makes him fall in love with a Native American resident named Molly, played as a revelation by Lily Gladstone. Eventually, the two marry, but it isn't all sunshine and lollipops as Ernest is involved with his uncle William Hale's sinister plan to kill the Osage Indians for their money, including poisoning his wife. Robert De Niro is phenomenal as Hale, who acts like their best friend, but is really a wolf in sheep's clothing. Killers of the Flower Moon is one of the best movies of the year, and definitely of the decade, because of how Scorsese isn't afraid to take risks and presents the murder and greed in his own light. You're easily reminded of movies like Goodfellas, Dances with Wolves, and There Will Be Blood, and you're in awe at the universally excellent performances from the cast, particularly DiCaprio, De Niro, and Gladstone. This is further proof that the filmmaker's work is ageless. 4 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.